also preparing us for Shavuos, but also by Emes, a new Mahalach completely in the Indian of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the end of Sefer Vayikra, and for entering a kasha that I always had. Always had a kasha. On one hand, we know it's based on the Medrash Tanchuma, all the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about it, that the Tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash was, Tachlis of Mishkan was to make the Shechina HaKadosh a dira b'tachtoina. Everybody knows that lashon. To make the HaKadosh Baruch a dira b'tachtoina. The HaKadosh Baruch should have a dira b'tachtoina. First, we have to understand what a dira b'tachtoina means. Say that, we'll get to it. But how does that go hand in hand to being makir karbanos all day long? If you'd want a nice dira, you want a place which is full of blood and full of slaughtering animals, how does the karbanos go together with the inyan of asiris HaKadosh Baruch a dira b'tachtoina? Once we understand this yisod, we'll understand a lot of things. Especially the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole idea of a whole new insight, an idea of bringing up korbanos, the kesher between beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the end of Sefer Vayikra, and the kesher of why we read most of Sefer Vayikra is read during Sefiras HaYomim. Most of Sefer Vayikra is read. Pesach is always around Tzav, and then until the end of Sefer Vayikra is the Omer, and then beginning of Bamidbar is ready Shavuos, Bamidbar Nasa is ready Shavuos. So Sefer Vayikra is basically the Zman of Sefiras HaYomim. So there must be a kesher between Sefiras HaYomim and the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Ken Zayin HaMahalach is Azoy. What it means when we talk about Dira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tachtoinim, what we mean is the following. Tachtoinim means the Gashmi is the Kechelik of the Welt, which in other words means the Teva HaOilam. A Dira is always a Mokum Kavua. So Dira B'Tachtoinim means to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant involvement in the Teva of the world. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kriveh Adir Tachtoinim, means in all the areas of Tachtoinim, all the areas down here, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there. In other words, there is a Musag of Teva, there is a Musag of Oilam Kemen Hoganoig, and the Rabbi Shalom wants you to see his involvement, that he's behind the Teva just like he's behind the Nes. Like the Rambam there, boy, in the Nisimah, for some of them you come to see the Nisimah and Historim. Adira b'tachtoinim means that to see how the world runs on a daily basis. Adira, it's Adira. Adira you live in on a daily, on a constant basis. To see how the Rabban Shalom through the tachtoinim. Not just to see the Rabban Shalom through the Elyonim, which means Nisim Geluyim, but to see the Rabban Shalom through the tachtoinim as well. See how the whole Mahalach of the Bria, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything. Everything is be'etzem nes. Everything is be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement completely. Everything is b'hashkacha pratis. The whole Teva is b'hashkacha pratis. And that's what the world will see. Everything is a sibur mesayver from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's what it means. For that you need a Beis HaMikdash. That's why you see the Moshe Asara Nisim, the Nisim that were made in the Beis HaMikdash. So I, according to what we're saying, Ki'ilu, the Beis HaMikdash was to show the Teva is Nes. That's what it means, these Asara Nisim Nasara Sinam. The Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash weren't that an ant became an elephant. The Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash is the Lechem opponent didn't go off. As you see the Chiyas Eleki, that's in everything on a daily basis. Lo Yisriach Basar Kodshim. In other words, something dies means the Neshom of it left, the Lekus of it left. If the Lekus stays in, if the Lekus is in that piece of meat, Bedira, so then the meat never goes off. The bread goes stale because the Neshama leaves it. The Neshama stays there constantly, so then the Lechem upon him is always fresh. The type of Nisim, Lenimtza Zvuv, Bebes Amit Pachayim, all these in Yonim are that you saw that the Rabban Shalom is there the whole time. What? Where? In bread, in Basar. There's the Rabban Shalom. So Kontor was saying other rabbis, Lahafla Mefela. So it's Asara Nisim, Lasul Avisenu. What was the nest? The nest was that the Teva went on. Never was Nishtane. It came out of the oven hot. And that thing was Nimshach. Chiyas Eleki was there. You could see it was Nimshach. And that's a chelik of the Dira B'tachtoinim. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is away from Kavu and everything. Yeah, you understand? So Meir doesn't have to go off. Those were the Asor and Nisim. Those were Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant involvement in the regular day-to-day world. But Be'etzem, when the Pasuk says, V'asni Mikdash B'shechanti B'soichom, Chazal darshan b'soichom le'nema ela b'soicho, b'soich kol echad ve'echad. Which means that everything that we're saying must be true when I get to every yid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a dira b'tachtoinim in every single yid. How is that parallel to what we just explained in the Beis Hamikdash? The Teretz is, in the Gashmis of the Yid, you should see the Rabban Shalom's constant involvement, you should be able to see the Rabban Shalom from the Gashmis of the Yid. In other words, just like in the Bria there's a Teva, in a person's Guf there's also a Teva. What is the Teva of the Guf? The Teva of the Guf is to be Nimshach after Behemishkeit. When Hashem makes a deer betachtoyin, until there's a deer betachtoyin, sometimes a person has inspiration, and sometimes, when he's ruchnius, when he's davening, he's gishmak. When it comes to the gashmius, when it comes to the bechinas tachtoinim, when it comes to the bechinas gashmius, so then a person wanders away naturally. The teva is mamshech a person lemata, right? Like it says, the neshama is mamshech lemal, and teva is mamshech lemata. So the teva of the neshama is not to see the Rabban Shalom. Teva of the guf, is not to see the Rabban. Teva of the guf is person should be nimshach after the nefesh habahamis. But to make the dira, Kodesh Baruch Hu, means that even mitzad the gashmis for the mensch, you see the Rabban Shalom there, just like you see the Rabban Shalom in the ruchnis of the mensch. That's what it means. So whatever we said is true lagabi Mishkan, is true lagabi every single yid. A person where you can see his ruchnis even in the biggest gashmis of the person, he's called an adam. A person who can't control himself, a person where you don't see ruchnis in the betachtoinim, you don't see the deer of a kachbrok betachtoinim, so he's a bechin of a behem. A behem is nimshach after other behem, is nimshach after his instincts. That's a behem. An adam is somebody who was such ausgereinigt until the matzav where you see a likus in the tachtoinim as well, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, just like in the Mishkan. Then he's called an adam. Adam is Rosh Hashanah's Adam David Mashiach. I don't want to go into this by Riches, but Adam originally known, the Pasuk testifies that Yushneim Arum and Velayis by Shoshun. Everybody says that even the physical organs were as Ruchniya as the Moyach as everything else. Oh, that's exactly what we said. Thus, he's the Adam. David Amalach, Adam is Rosh Hashanah's Adam David Mashiach. And David Amalach is Chashavti Drocha, Vashivir Ragalad Etesachar, which means that we looked at David Amalach's legs, it's the Gazina, based on Medrash. We saw how you see the Rabban Shalom through his walking, you see the Rabban Shalom through Ragalis Malichas Oysel, about the Knesis, about the Medrashis. And that's the Dag of Mashiach. And Ramban is Marach and Nitzavim, that Yidin will naturally do only Ratzon Hashem with all the Evar. That's an Adam. He's called an Adam. An Adam is somebody who has a deer betachtoina. Adam is somebody where you see in his natural gashmius, it also radiates with Or Hashem. So we have here a parallel. We have here a Mishkan, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the deer b'tachtoinim. The person should see the whole teva of the bria follows the rekus. And then there's an Adam, that the tachlis is, b'tzorich kol echad ve'echad, that you should see how his gashmius is also nimshach by a rekus. And that's called the Beis Hamikdash. That's why at the beginning of Vayikra, it talks about the Korban, at the beginning of Vayikra, it says, Adam ki akrim ikem korban. Why Adam, Rashi says, Ma'od Rishon Hikman Agez, what Kuntu was saying is Gevaltik. That's the Adam that we're talking about over here. Made with that, we can understand the whole musig of what we saw to bring up Korbanis. When you bring up a Korban is the Chabahima. You bring up a Korban to become an Adam. The person who's Choyte, when he was Choyte, you didn't see the Ruchnis coming out of his Gashmis. You saw his Gashmis was Mamshechim to other Makoimis. It's the Bechin is Behima. He wants to be an Adam. So if he wants to be an Adam, he has to come to the Beis Hamikdash. He has to come to the Beis Hamikdash to do away with his Bahamas and to become an Adam. When you makar b'kor, when he became an Adam, that was his kapar. So we asked originally, what's the shaykhs of dir b'tachtoinim to the whole musik of Adam? What I was saying is gevaltig. To the whole Indian, I'm sorry, I bring up korbanos. Our kasha was that if the whole Indian is dir b'tachtoinim, why was the whole day they slaughtering animals? The Teretz is they were making mention. They were making Adam. They were making people in the Beis Hamikdash. They were getting rid of the Bahamishkeit of the person, and they were making an Adam. When you walked out of the Beis Hamikdash, you could see a deer b'tachtoinim in the Adam. So the Adam is now Nimshach after Ruchni, it's like the Bechinas Dovra Malach, that is his whole, even his guf, even the Chelak HaTachtoinim should be Nimshach after them. So you see Moshe by Yaakov Avinu is called Shufrei the Adam, Kein Shufrei the Adam Rishon. Shufrei the Yaakov, Kein Shufrei the Adam Rishon, Bo Metziah. Yaakov Avinu says he left his parents, he left Shem Eiv, he went into Lavan. After the whole story, Mayava Yaakov Shalem. Shalom Begufe, Shalom Bemoina, Shalom Beterose. She was at Yaakov Avinu, you couldn't tell the difference. That's called the Mishkan. In other words, Laban told Yaakov Avinu that he sees, since he came to his house, he sees the Birchas Hashem. He was a Roya Tzayin. But you could see the Bechus Hashem through the Roya Tzayin. The Akavina's Bechina is the Bechina of you can see this Galus Elikus even in the Teva, even in the Gashmis. That's the Bechina of the Akavina. So first of all, if this is true, that the whole gather of an Adam is that you see the Rabban Shalom even through his Teva. If the Adam is a behemoth, then you don't see Hashem through his Teva. Then you only see Hashem through a nest. The Mitzrayim are called behemoths. Hashem Basach, Amoyim, Basaram. Zeram Tasusim, all this Pesukim Yechesk. The Mitzrayim are behemoths. In a behemoth, you can't see the Rabban Shalom and then the Teva. So what happens? How do you see the Rabban Shalom in a place like Mitzrayim? What does Hashem do? He makes Nisim. Mitzrayim is a makam of Nisim. Because in a makam of behemoths, you need Nisim. In a makam of Adam, you see the Rabban Shalom through the deer of a Tachtoinim. But in a makam which is Kulei Gmugushim, and that's why they're called behemoths. So the only way to have it is Galus Lekiva, that's through Nisim, is through Moedek and Nisim. And the more behemishkeit they are, the more Nisim you need in order to think. The Tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim, they brought up a carbon oimet, carbon s'oirim, a carbon behemoth. In order to get to the Shtei Alechem, which is a machal adam, which is a chitim, which is a machal adam. So tachlis yitzis mitzrayim is to be an ois behemah and to become adam. So we can understand the moedik azach, and that takes us to the next part. As soon as they came out of Mitzrayim, they received parshas achayde, they received chodesh and the korban pesach together. It was medayik that the two mitzvahs were given together. What's the pshat? The pshat is what's the difference between the levana and the chama? The chama, it says ein kol chodesh tachlis hashemesh. The mahalach of the chama is ein kol chodesh. Who's the chodesh? The chodesh is the mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom tov in ma'aseh bereishis. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh. Ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh means that you don't see the Ribono Shel Olam as an hagah with the shemesh. You don't see the mechadish b'tuvah. The shemesh is an hagah of nes, of teva, which is master the Ribono Shel Olam. The levana is chidush, the gilui of the mechadish b'tuvah in the bria. The moon is also part of the cycle in the bria. That's the difference between the Shemesh and the Levana. The Shemesh, you can't see the Ribono Shel Olam. The Chodesh, you can see. You have to be able to see. It's a gilui of the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tachtoino. Leaving Mitzrayim, they were leaving the Anhoga of the Nes. Because Nisim you need for behemoths. They were working the way to become an Adam. Working the way to become an Adam means you've got to see the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tachtoino. So that's why they were given the parasha of Kiddush HaChodesh over here. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhoga. A behemoth is kulei megushim, so you don't see Hashem in his megushimkeit. Or by an Adam, you see the Rabban Shalom in the megushimkeit. That's the Anhoga of the Chodesh. That comes together with the first mitzvah. Tzadik talks the first mitzvah they got is the mitzvah of Achila. Let's see how they're eating. Let's see if you can see, if you can pronounce, if you can see Lekus from the Mekomis HaMegushonim. So if that's the musug of Kiddush HaChodesh, of seeing the Mechadish Betuvoi in the Anhoga Tivis of the Bria, so first of all, you can understand why for Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh you had to come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a mokoim of a dira b'tachtoinim. Dira b'tachtoinim is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhoga in the Teva. That's the Levana. There you have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. You Mekadosh HaChodesh al pi Eidei Re'iyah, because the Levana is a musug where you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the Bria. That's the Bechin of Eidei Re'iyah. And that shows that you see the Lekus in the constant running of the Bria. And Moshe also explains us why and Masachet B'Kuvya, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Masachet B'Kuvya, and Milva B'Rivas, all these Seichir Shvias, all these people are Pasul Eidus. Right? Why? Because she ain't Oisig V'Yeshuvah Shalaylam. One shit in the Gemara is because they're not Oisig V'Yeshuvah Shalaylam. No, they're not Oisig V'Yeshuvah Shalaylam. And why what's this got to do with Eidus of Kiddush? Emerson said, didn't by all Eidus, but it's written by the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Because the vote is that the whole Levana, the whole Yireach, the whole moon, shows in the Musaq of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant involvement in the Teva as well. A person who's ain't oisik be yeshuva shel olam means he's not oisik in the regular yeshuva olam. That shows he's not mammon that the Rabban Shalom is involved in the yeshuva shel olam in the nature course of nature of the bria. Because if you see the Rabban Shalom there in the course of nature of the bria, so made it therefore you can't be not oisik be yeshuva shel olam. You're trying to gamble, pasmachta lekani. You're trying to gamble. You ain't oisik be yeshuva shel olam. You're seeing an abehemus dikazach. That's why a lot of these examples are playing with dogs and racing with pigeons and racing with the lips in a behemoth sticker type of Yeshuva Shalayim. You're not Isaac Yeshuva Shalayim. The whole Indian of the Levon is to show that Rabban Shalom's Isaac Yeshuva Shalayim. And that's all connected to the Yerech. That's all connected to Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's all connected. Now that's why it's all there in the Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's what the Levon shows on. So when Yidin came out of Mitzrayim, they got the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. With the sun, you can't see it. So maybe therefore, we can also understand, we can understand why Yaakov Avinu, when he was going to be a Roy Etzoyin, he was going to be Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalayim. He was leaving Beis HaMedrash Hashem Ve'Eva for 14 years. He's not an Oisik B'Yeshuva, now he's going to be an Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalayim. So Mela Mayivka Bamokam, Yalan Shon Kibor Shemesh. Adarabbah, the Shemesh shows that when you go out into the world, Sativ is the Gewelt, you don't see the Yad Hashem, and you don't see a deer of a Tachtoinim down here. It's not Kvua. But Yaakovina's whole thing is to show that even Yisuka Shalom, even with a Tachtoinim, there's a deer. There it says Abba Avram, it says Kori Ha, Yitzchok Kori Soda, but Yaakov Kori Bais. Because Yaakov brings down the Bais, the deer. Yaakov brings down the deer. He brings down the Dira. And the Dira means that you can see Yaakovinu's there. Through Yaakovinu, you can see the Birchas Hashem. Even Lavan saw that since you came into the house, he sees the Birchas Hashem in the being the Roy Etzoyin. That's called the Dira B'Tachtoinu. That follows the Anhoga of the Chama, of the Yireach, not of the Chama. Yaakovinu, don't think that Yaakovinu is going to the working world to be a Tibis, the Kachas Hashem. Through the Anhog of the Shemesh. The Yaakovin is going down and following the Anhog of the Levana. He's following the Anhog of the Levana. The Goyim, their own Musig is that we discussed so many times, that down here is Gashmi. If you want to be Kadosh, it's Adarabad. You've got to go away from the Oilam, like we always discussed. Like Chasam Sofer there in Kadoshim, you've got to go away. This world down here is Gashmi, there's no Ruchnis there, Bechlal. Our vote is that Kedusha is Dafka down here by seeing the Rabban Shalom within the Bria. The Anhog of the moon is seeing a Kadosh Baruch within the Bria. The Chiddush is there you can find the Rabban Shalom, so it's called Kiddush HaChiddush. There you find Kiddush. They count the sun. There's Mishagoyim, count the sun. So they'll tell you that no, they'll tell you that this is empty. This is lady, this is all Teva. Amen. If you want to go to Floyd, then you have to move out to the Himalayas. But if we believe, no, we're going to make a deer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. So the same reason why it's called the Beis HaMikdosh, because it's showing that the Rabban Shalom is down here, Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalom. That everything down here in the Tibistika world is B'Yeshuva Shalayim. That's the Beis HaMikdosh. The Hanhog of the Levona is to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog of them, and that you can see the Machadesh B'Tuvoy. You can see the Hanhog of the Machadesh B'Tuvoy in the Bria over here. So therefore, if that's called the Beis HaMikdosh, that there's Kedusha down here B'Tachtoinim, the Kiddush HaChodesh, it's called Kiddush HaChodesh. It's called Taka Kedusha, Kiddush HaChodesh. And there you can have it without Nisim Guluyim. We still see this place is full of Kedusha. So Meira, that's the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Beginning of Sefer Vayikra is this, the Korbonos. Korbonos take a person from making them into a behemoth into an Adam. So the pasuk begins, Adam ki yakrev mikem korban Hashem. That also helps us explain the chiluk, the kesha between the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the end of Sefer Vayikra. The end of Sefer Vayikra is Parashas Bahar and Bechukosai. Bahar is the mitzvah of the Diyuk Amorei Dikadik from Chasam Soiv. The pasuk says, Kisavoy Loretz Hashem Noesim Lechem, Hashem Noesim Lechem, Veshav Sahoretz Shabbos Lashem, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha. Afraid of Chasam Soiv, first the Shmita, and then the Shei Shonim. The Shmita comes after the Shei Shonim. So why is the Shav Sahoretz Shabbos Lashem first? So the Chasam Soiv Amorei Dikavot. When the Yidin came into Eretz Yisrael, the whole Oretz was Shavus, its Tibiistic way of running. And from now on, it's Ki'iru Meit. It's running the same way as it ran in the Midbar with the special Ashkocha brothers with the Mon, but it's in Slabish through Zriya, Katsira, and Harisha. So as soon as Eden came to Eretz Yisrael, Mishav Sa'aretz. There's a Shvisa Sa'aretz. And now there's a new Anhoga Me'ein Anhoga. The only difference is it's in Slabish with Afisken and Zain. Afisken and Zain, but Kitcha Chodesh was the Ken and Zain. That's the mitzvah of Shemitah. After 6 years, you see that even the Mafreya, the Tzivisi, is Bechosi. What do you see? That you see that even in the Tivi, Stika and Hoga, there's the Rabban Shalom. That's the Mitzvah of Shemitah. But you see, even in the tibiest tikkazach, like Matzorik says, the Gabi Shabbos, now Shabbos is the makor bracha. You work all week, and Shabbos is the makor bracha. So that shows you that it's not the gashmis that brings you the bracha. The Rabbi Shabbos brings the bracha. It's the slabish in the gash. That's the inyan of Shmita. Continues b'chukoyse. In b'chukoyse teleichu v'nasvati gishmeichem. Ma'ayin shmita litzarasina. What's one thing got to do with the other? There it says, that is, if you look, there you can see the deer b'tachtoyna. There you can see the deer b'tachtoyna. In b'chukoyse teleichu v'nasvati gishmeichem v'itam. If you do this, if you count our mitzvahs, things will grow. If you're not count our mitzvahs, things won't grow. No, it's tibius, it isn't tibius. Like here in Eretz Yisrael, every time there's a shmita, there's peladik amaisis. In the fields of Shem Yishviyas, it did rain. You've seen it, and the fields of Shem Yishviyas, there's 2 kilometers down the block. And there it didn't rain, and here it grew, and here it didn't grow. That's a dir b'tachtoyna. He was a rei b'chayrish. He was a rei chayrish. There's no hocus pocus over here. There's no flashlights coming from Shemayim. There's no, I don't know what, there's no nisim galuyim. Ed ketin zayin avoida. Ed ketin zayin avoida. And look at the tatzah, look at the result. That's a deer without time. Seeing the, how the Rabbeinu Shlomo is, Goy would say it's Teva, and here, if you see it, you see how the Rabbeinu Shlomo is, and how they're so strong. So that's the connection between the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the end of Sefer Vayikra, and it explains the idea of the Tachlis is coming from an Adam, from a behemoth to an Adam. Meilem Kainim on a Bazet, we can understand what's going on now in Shavuos. Shavuos is the hachana from going from a behemoth to an Adam, from a behemoth to an Adam. And you see the same thing by Shavuos, that the Torah is a kol gadol b'lo Yosef. Kol gadol b'lo Yosef means that you can carry on seeing Lo Yad Ramayla Shaleichim Itzavcha Yim Allah Vecha. Every day, a person's got to see through the Torah, through the Stakel B'Raisa Bar Alma, through how the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Torah. And that's why Dafke, it had to be Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Torah down. Bringing the Torah down and putting the Torah in the Oren and the Kodesh Kodoshim is the same Bechino of showing how the Torah is the blueprints of the world. But again, it's not the Torah doesn't make Nissan Goluim over here. It's seeing through the Torah, you'll see that the results are different. And through the Torah, you can see the Hanhogah is an Andrasot Hanhogah. And that's why Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer that's preparing us. Most of the Sefer Vayikra is during the Oimeh, because the whole vote of the Sefer Midwa is the whole Sefer Vayikra is all about the idea of the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants a Dir V'Tachtoinim. Dir V'Tachtoinim is Emes in terms of the Bais HaMikdash, and it's also Emes in terms of the Torah of Ayered Hashem al HaSinai. The Rabbeinu Shlomo brings the Torah, down on HaSinai and makes a Dir V'Tachtoinim down here. And where does Hashem reside? In the Kodesh Kodoshim. And the only Kli in the Kodesh Kodoshim is the Oren, and the Oren is the Torah. And b'yomeinu anu k'ne'ein la'kadosh baruch hu b'loma el adam dal adam shel halacha. So there's no Bais HaMikdash, but nevertheless there is the dal adam shel halacha, and there it's a Bais HaMedrash, and it's a Bais HaKnesses, and there it's a bias, and that's the bechina of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sod of Godel Talmud Shemebi Lidei Maisa, so the Talmud to bring it down to the Maisa and bring it down to the Olam HaMaisa. That's the sod of bringing everything down. So maybe that's the hachonat matan Torah. We see that matan Torah is kulam v'moida to bina nami lachem. It's not a day where it's all about nisim and the flow. It's all about going up. Shomer lachem pen la'al b'hal. Don't go up. Stay where you are. Tachlis the Torah is to see the Rebbeinu Shlom down here, not to go up on the mountain, not to see the Rebbeinu Shlom up there. To see the Rebbeinu Shlom down here. To see the Rebbeinu Shlom bring down the Torah. See how the Rebbeinu Shlom bring down the Hanhog of the whole Bria, the ganze Welt. Hashem is bringing it down here, and then you're called an Adam. That's mamish the bechinas Adam. That's mamish bechinas Adam. So kulam amoy de bina lachem means that down here in the chelik agashmi of ourselves, the lachem, the chelik agashmi, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like we said before, like Abi Dovid HaMelech, the person has to reach a stage in Torah of ragli malichas oisir, the glaim of the achi gashmi from a person. And ragli is malichas oisir, but the kneis about the midrashis means that a person got to see that his tevas kulay Hashem. Like we said earlier, Adam is Adam David Mashiach. Just like David HaMelech had that, his Gashmis has to naturally lead him to Ruchnis. When Gashmis naturally leads him to Ruchnis, that's the beginning of making HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dir B'Tachtoinim. That's the inyan of the Torah, of the Godel Talmud Shemei Bili Dei Mais. That's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always be in his Galil. The matter. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want a constant and a hog of Nisim Goluim. Hashem wants us to see the Likus, Dafka through us is Gashmis. And Dos says to Adam, that's what an Adam is called. Adam is somebody where you can see. You can see the Rabbanu Shalom, even when he's Isaac in Inyanim Gashmi, Sich Schulim Shal Tamid HaChachamim, Sich Nimot, all these Inyanim, the person can see that through the Gashmi. So then, just like there's a Beis HaMikdash, and there's also an Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dira B'tachtayin. So all you saw in bring up Korbanos, Tachos to bring up a Korban is, when you walk out, you should be in Adam. So Zayin HaMensh, Adam is somebody that you can see there's a dir b'tachtonim in the person. The besoich kol echad v'echad, that's the shame Adam. It's my drink of Yaakov, you know. You had to go down in order to bring the Rabban Shalom down everywhere. Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef Shem Shemayim Shogar B'Piv, he brings the Rabban Shalom everywhere, wherever he goes. He brings the Rabban Shalom. Everything he says, Shem Shemayim, it's a Shalosa Lekim, Hegel Lefare. Everything is bringing the Rabban Shalom down. That's the Madrig of Yaakov Yosef. And Paris the Chabahima. Paris the Behema. The Paris needs Nisim. Otherwise, the message won't get down to Mitzrayim. He says, he lives from nest to nest. Paro also lived from nest to nest. Hashem made a nest. He said he's going to let the Eden out. And then when it wore off, he's not letting the Eden out. Bumps another nest. I am letting them out. When nest wears off, I'm not letting them out. That's like a person who lives from inspiration to inspiration. He has this iris, bumps it, goes away. He needs another quickly. I need to hear. I need a tish. Give me a good tish to go to. I need inspiration. No, a bit more inspiration. Last 12 hours. There's no dira there. There's no kviyas. Tachlis is to make a kviyas. Eating has to be a kviyas. That could be pshat. Ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. It's got to be a kviyas. You can only make kiddush in a makom kavua. If you make the dira b'tachtonim, then there's kiddush. Otherwise, there's no kiddush. It's got to be a kiddush. Got to be a kviyah of a kind.
I can find that chosher zachi. You always make a suzas mitzvah, suzas siyim, suzas bris.
Oh, more than
that's not just a good excuse to eat.
it's a dira. It's making a dava kavua. It's making a dava kavua out of a dava shabudusha. We don't want a dava shabudusha to remain a nes. We want a dava shabudusha to become a.
That's the Gerdel Nisayim. The person could take the Achiba and just.
Like it says that, you know, Adam after the Chet, his Oifan Achida became like a Behema. Because Baruch Hu says you have to grow, so he says, well, Ani, Behema, Yerchlam, Yobas, Echos, and the Medrash, I'm going to eat together with the Behema from the same trough, together with the Behema. That's Nakuda. He was an Adam. It's called Adam Arishan. The skull killed becomes a behemish to gaza. That was the tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash. The tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is to see the Rabban Shalom down here. Maybe that's that bought a person all the things that you grow, all the tefuah, truma, maestros, all the different things that you grow, because you have to take to the Beis HaMikdash. To show the Rabban Shalom's involvement in your tibiistic life, the Rabban Shalom's involvement in your gashmistic life. And that's true. Let's bring the Torah down. Yitzchona and Hoga, I'm sure listen. Yitzchona and Hoga, it's a dua belt. It's a do about it. According to what we said, the whole Indian of Chodesh also explains why the first sugya of Kabbalah Satorah and Masechet Shabbos is all machlokes when you just learn Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh was. Rabbi Yossi, when Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. The ganze Kabbalah Satorah starts, it needs a bir, I've got to know when Rosh Chodesh is. Who cares when Rosh Chodesh is? I've said this, though. You want to know whether it's Torah or Shabbos, whether you know it was Vav or whether it was Zayin. The whole thing starts, when was Rosh Chodesh? When was Rosh Chodesh Siman? I wonder what's saying it's Moridik. Because when was Rosh Chodesh? Because that's the whole Anhog of the Chodesh. Anhog of Chodesh and Anhog of Kabbalah Satorah goes hand in hand. Anhog of Chodesh and Anhog of thing goes hand in hand. That's good for the Hanhog of Chodesh. Hanhog of Chodesh is a Hachana to Kabbalah Satorah. So maybe therefore the whole Sugya of Kabbalah Satorah begins from this Nakudah.